Tonight, Senators Barack Obama and John McCain will participate in the final presidential debate at Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. The debate comes on the heels of several big national polls that show Obama leading McCain by a solid margin. The New York Times CBS News poll has Obama up by 14 points, while a Los Angeles Times Bloomberg poll has the Democrat up by 9 points. The New York Times poll also shows that the McCain campaign's angry tone and sharply personal attacks on Obama appear to be hurting McCain more than Obama. Among independents, and again combined with all registered voters in the survey, over 60% say that McCain has spent more time attacking Obama than in explaining what he would do as president. Daryl Paulson is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida. WMNF asked him what McCain must do tonight to stop the bleeding.
Well, what McCain has to do is to start raising some doubt about Obama's either character or policies, one of the two, or both. When you're behind by approximately 10 points in the most recent poll with only 3 weeks to go, you've got to substantially change the political agenda if you hope to win. It's not impossible for McCain, but clearly he's got to start chipping away. And, you know, it's a process. You can't use that debate or expect it to completely diminish Obama's lead at this point in time, but at least you have to start the process of making inroads and chipping away at that strength that Obama has demonstrated up to this point in the campaign.
You mentioned both policy and character issues. On character, there's a New York Times poll today that says that a majority of independents and just voters overall think McCain's campaign has been too negative. It seems that the independents out there, or the people who have not made up their minds yet, would not really necessarily want him to go hard on the personal attack. But do you think he will do that anyhow?
Well, he says he will. So, I can't imagine that he won't bring it up as an issue tonight. I mean, you know, there are individuals who are concerned about Obama's associates in the past, whether it's William Ayers or Reverend Wright. The strange thing to me probably is why the extensive focus on William Ayers, who very few Americans know, and not on Reverend Wright.
Yeah, let me ask you about that. Obviously, McCain has basically, we understand, said that Wright's off limits. Do you think that's a mistake on his part?
Well, it is to me, I mean, politically, because most Americans know Reverend Wright and who he is. They've seen him on TV. They've seen the videos of his statements. I mean, I think there was a general negative reaction to his statements on the part of many people, both, you know, Republicans, Democrats, and independents. So they can relate to that. But William Ayers, to probably 95% of Americans, is a politically unknown person. They've never heard of him in the past, and even of those who have heard of him, it's not the kind of issue, I think, that's going to dramatically change numbers in this campaign.
These debates obviously matter. Sometimes some people say that they're overrated, but Barack Obama has made, obviously, in the last month, basically was trailing John McCain, and of course he's leading, and everybody points to the financial crisis as being the main instigator there. But what about his performance in these debates? Do you think that these debates have really gone a long way to helping Barack Obama perhaps win the presidency?
Well, I think they do in this sense. I think there have been two issues at play with respect to the debates. And one is that Obama has performed well. I mean, I don't think he's had an outstanding debate performance, but I think he's convinced most Americans that he knows the issues, he's competent, and therefore can handle the job of the presidency. So that's clearly worked to his advantage. The second factor, though, I think is McCain's performance in the debates. And I think what's been an issue is not so much the substance of what he says or the policy issues that he's talked about, but the personal aspect of how he relates to Barack Obama. I think in both of the debates so far, you had that first debate where McCain refused to look at Obama, and in the second debate, referring to Obama as that one. You know, I think a lot of people thought that was demeaning and not the kind of thing that you would expect from a presidential candidate, and certainly one who had pledged to run a campaign based on civility.
Let's look at Florida here. Every relevant poll here shows Barack Obama winning now by an average of about 4 points or so, which is certainly relatively close. We understand the Republican Party of Florida is now taking this very seriously. John McCain comes back to Florida in a couple days. Most analysts say he cannot win this election without Florida. Can you see McCain winning Florida here, coming back in the next 20 days to win this state?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Florida is not out of play. The problem for McCain, I don't think, is as much winning Florida as it is running the table in all of the other states that he needs to do. And that's a very difficult task, once again, given that you've only got 3 weeks to do it. I think when Obama's up by 4 percentage points, in essence, I mean, you're very close to within the margin of error. I think a couple of issues are at play. One is that, you know, the closer it gets to Election Day, you may have voters returning to traditional patterns, so to speak, and so that gap may diminish. Clearly, there are unknown factors in the campaign, you know, whether or not that race element, the so-called Bradley effect, will have some impact in the campaign. And with 3 weeks left, obviously, you know, statements from either Obama or McCain or national events that take place between now and the election could have some impact on changing that. So I still look at Florida as essentially a deadlock state and one that either candidate could win, but certainly Obama's in a much better position to wrap up the national election.